This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our special Easter series called How the Resurrection Gives Us Hope to a close with a final look at the six reasons why the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us far more hope than anything else this world has to offer. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book. It will show you the significance of the 15 stops Jesus made on the road to Calvary. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How the Resurrection Gives Us Hope.
Romans 8:28, the Bible says this: we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. When you're living out the purpose you were created for, that God made you for, God says, I'm going to bring good even out of the bad stuff in your life. I'll take all of, even the dumb stuff, even the bad decisions I make, even my mistakes, even my sins. He says, I'll figure that all out. I'll work it all out for good in your life because you're going for my purpose. That's a great thing. That's a great news. And then he says this in Mark chapter 8, Jesus says, if you insist on saving your life, you're going to lose it. In other words, you're going to go with your plan, you're going to go with God's plan. If you insist on saving your life, you'll lose it. Only those who give away their lives for my sake and the good news will ever know what it means to really live. He's saying, you know, your plan is going to lead you to frustration. You're going to lose. By the way, how's that going for you? You've been going on your plan for your life. How's that working out for you? You totally fulfilled? You totally satisfied? Life's everything you want it to be? God says, no, you go with my plan, then you're going to know how to really live. But you can't go with your plan and God's plan at the same time. You got to decide which one you're going to go for, your purpose in life or God's purpose in your life. You were made for so much more. And he says, only if you give your life away will you ever know what it means to really live. What's he saying there? You're not ready to live till you know what's worth dying for. Do you know what you'd die for in life? If you don't, you're not really ready to live. You know, after the resurrection, first tens of thousands, then hundreds of thousands, then millions of people became followers of Jesus Christ. Of course, as I said, now billions today. This scared the Roman Empire because millions of people were becoming followers of the resurrected Jesus Christ. There were just too many eyewitnesses. And it scared them to death. So the Roman Empire started what was called the Great Persecution. And for the first 300 years of Christianity, it was illegal to be a Christian. And if you made the decision to say, I'm going to become a follower of Christ, you were more likely to be fed to lions in the Colosseum, or crucified yourself, or beheaded. It meant ultimately probably certain death. People were signing their own death warrant by saying, I'm going to become a follower of Christ. Why did they become followers? Because of the hope. All the things we've just covered. You know, all but one of the original 12 guys, original disciples, every one of those guys were murdered except one, John. Stephen was stoned to death. James was beheaded. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul was in prison in Rome, and then he was executed. I want you to listen to the last words of Paul right before he goes to execution. He says, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. This is the kind of attitude. Christians were fearless in the face of death. Why? Because they knew there was more to life than just here and now. You know, what baffled the Roman Empire was how unafraid Christians were to die. Paul says it like this: for me to live is Christ, and dying is even better. He says, you know, either way I win. If I'm alive, I'm just going to live my purpose, the purpose that God created me for. If I die, I just get to go to heaven sooner. I can't lose. What do you do with a guy like that? Now, you know, today, American media doesn't report this, but about a quarter of a billion, about 250 million of those Christians live in lands where they are persecuted for their faith. In fact, about 90,000 Christians are killed every year right now. In fact, for the last 10 years, it's been over a million believers, Christian believers have been killed in the last 10 years, over 1 million. There's still persecution going on today. But people go, why am I a Christian? Because I know there's more to life than just here and now. That leads me to the sixth thing of hope, and it's this. Here's the sixth reason we have the most hope. Because we have an eternal home waiting for us. We have an eternal home waiting for us. We know, as followers of Jesus, that death is not the end. It's just a transition to better things. In fact, you're going to spend far more time on that side of eternity than on this side. Here on this planet, you get 60, 70, 80, maybe at the most, you're going to get 100 years on this planet. But on the other side, those who know the Lord, who've accepted salvation, it's trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of years of freedom. You know, the last of the 12 disciples to die was a guy named John. Actually, the Romans tried to poison him. He was the only one not martyred, but the poison didn't work. So they exiled John to a prison colony on an island called Patmos in the middle of the Mediterranean. And he actually lived to be quite an old man on the island of Patmos in this prison. And by himself there, in his old age, he wrote the last book of the Bible, which is called the Revelation, and it is a vision of what heaven is like. What is heaven going to be like? Well, in a word, it's indescribable. It's indescribable. You and I trying to understand what heaven is like would be like a mosquito trying to understand the internet. We don't have the brain capacity. You see, here on planet Earth, we're limited by three dimensions. They're far more than three dimensions. They're dimensions we don't even know about. But we know it's going to be incredible. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. Why? Because look at the Earth. This is a broken planet. This is a fallen planet. Nothing works perfectly on this planet, and yet there's still a lot of beauty. Sunrises and sunsets and skis and mountains and trees and these beautiful flowers and the beaches and all of the beauty that God created on Earth. And this is an imperfect planet. Imagine what a perfect place is going to be like with all the sights and the sounds and the colors and the smells, where it's absolutely perfect, and the tastes that are there. You know, the problem with most people in heaven is because you have a TV vision of heaven. And on television and movies, they always show heaven as, first place, it's totally white. Now, why would God, who created all the colors, make heaven so boring as all white? And then you're walking around in fog up to about your knees. And you're wearing a white robe, and you've got angel's wings, and you're playing a harp. That would be hell! If that's heaven, I don't want to go. I'd rather just stay here and surf. Thank you. That's not at all what heaven's like. But the devil wants you to have this vision of heaven, like, so boring. We're all the same. The Bible says this about heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No eye has ever seen. No ear has ever heard. And no mind has ever imagined the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. For those who love him. You know, I'll be honest with you folks. I've been a pastor here now for 4 decades. I have walked tens of thousands of people personally through their pain and their sorrow and their suffering and their sadness and their sickness. And the more that I see the earth with all of its abuse and, you know, affairs and the assaults and the rapes and the violence and the racism and the prejudice and the war and all of the bad things that we see, the evil, the terrorism, the more that I see of that in the world, in our broken planet, and the more that I have friends and family who've gone ahead of me into heaven. My mother and father are there. My older brother is there. I have a son in heaven. The older I get, the more heaven sounds like a good deal. And the more I look forward to it, and the more I'm ready for it, I'm certainly not afraid to die.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every year at Easter, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us and celebrate his resurrection. Some Christians are able to travel to Jerusalem to walk the path that Jesus took on his way to the cross. It's called the Via Dolorosa, which translates to the Way of Suffering. Since you may not be able to travel to Jerusalem, Pastor Rick created a unique resource called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book with high-quality glossy pages and includes photos of commissioned mosaic tile artwork that represent each stop Jesus made on his path to Calvary. This is a great gift book to keep and study time and time again, and it would make a great gift for your family and friends too. We'll send you our Journey with Jesus deluxe gift book when you donate to Daily Hope this month. It's because of the generosity of people like you that we're able to share the certain hope of Jesus around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Hi, this is Rick Warren, Bible teacher for the Daily Hope broadcast. Did you know that because of Easter, your past can be forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you can have a home in heaven? That's good news. Where else can you get that kind of news? Nowhere else. And did you know that at Easter, studies have shown people are more open to an invitation to go to church than at any other time of the year? Don't go to church by yourself, but bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ, a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a relative. And if you bring them to that church service and they come to know Christ, you're going to be making a friend for eternity. It'll be the most important investment you can ever make in their lives. And by the way, if they come to Christ, would you let me know about it? I'd love to hear that story that you brought somebody to Easter and they found Jesus. You can write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. I would love to hear from you. God bless you and happy Easter.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
The earth, with all of its abuse and the racism and the prejudice and the war and all of the bad things that we see, the evil, the terrorism, the more that I see of that in the world, in our broken planet, and the more that I have friends and family who've gone ahead of me into heaven, my mother and father are there, my older brother is there, I have a son in heaven. The older I get, the more heaven sounds like a good deal. And the more I look forward to it, and the more I'm ready for it, I'm certainly not afraid to die. Now, this is why the resurrection gives us hope. These six things. Why we have more hope than anybody else on the planet. First, I am completely forgiven of everything I've ever done wrong. I'm going to go to bed tonight with a clear conscience, knowing that even the sins that I commit tomorrow and next year and in 10 years, if I'm still here, that they've already been forgiven and paid for by Jesus Christ. I am completely forgiven. Then I know that I'm not afraid to die, because I'm just not afraid to die. Then I have God's Spirit inside me, who gives me the power to make changes in my life I could never do on my own. Habits and hurts and hang-ups and stuff that I don't like about myself that I never could change before. Now I have God's Spirit inside of me to give me strength to make these changes. I know that God will never stop loving me. It doesn't matter what happens in my days ahead. I know one thing for sure. God will never, never, never stop loving me. I know that I'm living the purpose that I was created for. And I know that one day I'm going to heaven without any doubt. I don't have any question about that. I'm absolutely certain I'm going to heaven. You know what my prayer is for you? Is that you would have that confidence. If you were to die tonight, are you certain you'd go to heaven? You go, well, I kind of hope so. Hope isn't good enough. You need to be certain. You need to be certain. And God wants you to be certain. God, I could help you develop that certainty today. I guarantee I can. And if you were to stand before God tonight and God says to you, why should I let you into my house? Why should I let you into my home for eternity? Do you know the password? Do you know? He said, well, I tried to be a nice person. Wrong answer. You can't be good enough to get into a perfect place. Heaven's perfect, and I'm not, and neither are you. You need a Savior. That's what Jesus came to do. If Jesus didn't need to die on the cross for you, then it was a total waste of his blood. There's only one way. Before Jesus went back to heaven, he said to his followers, let not your heart be troubled. In other words, don't get discouraged. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and we don't know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm betting my life that Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, is not a liar. What are you betting your life on? My prayer for you is that you will simply open your eyes, that you will today have a moment of clarity that maybe you've never ever seen before. 1,000 years before you were born, God knew that an Easter Sunday, you'd be sitting out on a lawn on a nice spring day in Southern California at Saddleback Church, just so he could get you to pay attention for a few seconds so he could say this to you. I have known everything about you from the moment you were conceived. I saw you formed in your mother's womb, and I've loved you every day of your life. There's never been a moment of your life when I was not paying attention to what was going on. I've seen the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I've never stopped loving you. I have a plan and purpose for your life. I want you to have your past forgiven, have a purpose for living, and have a home in heaven. But you have to trust me. I made you to love you. And I want you to learn to love me back. I want you to learn to know me. I want a friendship and a relationship with you. You may be thinking, well, it's a little late for me. It is never too late to give your brokenness to God. And we're all broken. We're all broken. Would you like to begin a life of contagious hope? God has been preparing you for this entire moment. And so what do I do? The Bible says this, Romans chapter 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that's what Easter's all about, you will be saved. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. What does it mean to say Jesus is Lord? It means to say, he's God and I'm not. God is God and I'm not. Lord means you have a right to lead me because you are my creator, you are God. God is God and I'm not. That's what it means to say Jesus is Lord. He's the manager. He becomes the CEO of my life. I put on a sign that says I'm under new management. Jesus is my Lord. He is God in my life. I'm going to invite you to pray a simple prayer with me, but it's a very different kind of prayer because I don't want you to bow your head and I don't want you to close your eyes. I want you to keep your eyes wide open, and I want to invite all of us to read this prayer aloud together. And there's nothing magical or mystical about these words. What really matters is the attitude of your heart. If you mean it, it's important. If you don't mean it, doesn't mean anything. But this prayer begins with the word, Dear God, today. So let's read this prayer aloud together. Just look at the screen and make this, keep your eyes open, make this your prayer. Let's read it aloud. Dear God, today, I accept all that Jesus did for me on the cross. Thank you for forgiving everything I've done wrong. Thank you that I don't have to fear death. Please put your spirit of love and power in me. Thank you that you never will stop loving me. I want to live for the purpose that you created me for. I trust you to take me to heaven when I die. Now, if you didn't mean that, it didn't mean anything. But if you sincerely meant it, this is a big deal. This is called the moment of salvation for you. In fact, let's congratulate the people who meant this and prayed it for the very first time. Congratulations. Welcome. Welcome to the family.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, every year at Easter, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us and celebrate his resurrection. Pastor Rick created a unique resource called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. Now, since you may not be able to ever travel to Jerusalem, I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.